public hearings.
You got it.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Wilson, second. Mr. Phillips, any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Phillips.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Yes, motion carried. Mr. Moore.
Yes, this is the time when council holds public hearings on zoning applications, which are legislative hearings because council uses the information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. Each application will be announced. The director will review with council the minutes and testimonies from the P&Z hearing, and those minutes will be made part of the record along with any exhibits introduced at the P&Z hearing and any recommendation made by commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application, present reasons supporting their application. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented the application, council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition or questions. After that, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak, you're required to come to the front, stand at the speaker stand, and state your name and home address before you make a statement. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, hand it to me and it will be made part of the record. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the Planning and Zoning Commission deferred action, council will do likewise. And the first hearing today is CU-1924, the application of Colony Pool Service. Mr. Lang?
Yes, thank you. For the benefit of council, I just passed down copies of the portion of the site plan for their review. Council also has before them a report and summary of the Planning and Zoning Commission records for the public hearing held on March 8th of 2012. This application is to consider the conditional use of land in an MR medium density residential district for a public utility for the purpose of an above ground storage tank to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 2.19 acres more or less, lying at the northwest corner of the intersection of Sanctuary Court within the Sanctuary subdivision and Delaware Route 1. More in general, North Bethany. As I stated, the commission did hold a public hearing on March 8th of 2012. We did receive comments from Dell.com comments were not requested since the use is an accessory use of an existing utility with access from an interior drive. We did receive comments from the Sussex Conservation District, the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. The applicant was represented by Mr. Wolcott, an attorney, and Timothy Kelly of Colony Pool Services, and they both gave testimony. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to this application. At the conclusion of the public hearing, the commission discussed this application and then deferred action for further consideration to allow Mr. Wheatley to participate in the discussion. That motion carried 3-0. On March 22nd of 2012, the commission discussed the application under old business. Mr. Smith stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use 1924 for Colony Pool Service for a public utility for the purpose of an above ground storage tank based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, this application is for a chlorine storage tank to be located within the existing Sussex Shores Water Company Incorporated compound on Route 1 near Bethany Beach. Two, the storage of this product will allow Colony Pool Service to better and more efficiently serve its clients in Sussex County as well as the Sussex Shores Water Company Incorporated. Three, Colony Pool Service currently has a similar tank in the Wilmington area that is the only source of the chlorine product, requiring it to be trucked from Wilmington to sites throughout Sussex County. Locating a tank within Sussex County will eliminate excessive trips to and from Wilmington carrying the product to customers in Sussex County. Four, the use of the tank will only be seasonal. Five, the proposed use is consistent with the existing utility use of the Sussex Shores Water Company Incorporated for the property. And six, this property is located in the environmentally sensitive development district overlay zone, is near the coast where it will be susceptible to high winds, hurricanes, etc., and is in close proximity to residences. As a result, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be limited to the proposed 6,250-gallon vertical tank, as stated during the applicant's presentation within the Sussex Shores Water Company Incorporated water plant compound. B, in the event that the conditional use issued to Sussex Shores Water Company Incorporated shall terminate, this conditional use shall also automatically terminate. C, as stated by the applicant, the use shall be seasonal from April 15 through October 15. D, as further stated by the applicant, deliveries to and from the storage tank shall be limited to Monday through Friday between 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. E, the tank area shall be enclosed with fencing, and the fencing shall contain a sign with notification information in the event of a leak or other damage to the tank. The notification shall include a 911 reference and phone number for the owner and the Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control. Such a sign shall also be installed at the entrance to the Sussex Shores facility. F, prior to the issuance of the final site plan approval, the applicant shall provide the Office of Planning and Zoning with confirmation that it has notified the State Farm Marshal of the intended use and the chemical that will be stored on site. G, the applicant shall comply with any and all federal, state, and county regulatory agencies having authority and jurisdiction over the proposed use. In addition, the applicant shall comply with all applicable county building code requirements for construction of this structure in a coastal high wind area. H, the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion by Mr. Smith, seconded by Mr. Johnson, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated, and that motion carried 5-0. For the benefit of comments in reference to one of the agencies, the applicant's attorney did forward a letter to us with copies of the letter from Colony Pool through Tim Kelly, president, to the Delaware State Fire Marshal. And then we did get a response from the Delaware State Fire Marshal's office. And if I can, just a paragraph. This letter is written to Tim Kelly on March 27th of 2012. It's from Dwayne T. Fox, Jr., Assistant Chief of Technical Services for the State Fire Marshal's Office. On March 27th, your March 27th letter requests to install a 6,250-gallon above-ground storage tank for sodium hypochloride solution, a known corrosive product. The Delaware State Fire Prevention Regulations do not apply to your project. The Delaware State Fire Marshal's Office has no objection to the installation of the above-ground storage tank. Our office will require site plan submittal to show the location of the tank on the site and fire department access to the tank. You can find site plan applications on our website and references their website. And then signed by Dwayne T. Fox, Jr. And that's all I have unless you have questions.
Are there any questions from council? If not, is the applicant or the applicant's representative here?
Good afternoon, members of council. Josiah Walkett here on behalf of Colony Pool. I'm with the law firm of Connolly Bove Lodge and Hutz in Newark, Delaware. I think Mr. Lank summarized everything beautifully. It really is a conditional use within a conditional use. I hope that's not me. Sussex Shores already has a conditional use for a public utility. This would just be to add a, they say 6,250-gallon containment tank. There will never be more than 5,000 gallons of this 12.5% sodium hypochlorite solution in the tank at any one time. And the sodium hypochlorite is really just common household bleach. The Colony Pools uses it for water treatment, uses it for sanitation, things like that. They've been doing business in this industry for about 40 years, more than 40 years, and have been servicing Sussex County for about 20 of those years. One of their biggest clients is Sea Colony. So what they've been doing up till now, if this conditional use is approved, they've been trucking their sodium hypochlorite from Wilmington all the way down to Sussex County. So if this tank is allowed to be placed there, this will save a 5,000-gallon truck from trucking up and down Delaware every day delivering sodium hypochlorite. So now that gas prices are going up, Colony Pool could probably will save it a lot of money. It'll be more cost-efficient, more efficient. Hopefully they'll be able to pass those savings along to their customers. But really, it would benefit the safety of everybody else on the road if a huge tanker truck didn't have to go up and down the state every day. The sodium hypochlorite will be used for swim clubs like Sea Colony, like I said, water treatment, things like that. And just to describe the tank a little bit, it's a storage tank within a larger containment tank. My client described it as a thermos storing the sodium hypochlorite within a larger cup. So it'll be, if God forbid there is a leak in the storage tank, it'll be contained by the containment tank. As Mr. Lang said, we have notified the state fire marshal. We're also we've also contacted the Bethany Beach Volunteer Fire Company. They've requested that we put what's called a Knox box on the outside of the fence leading into the property owned by Sussex Shores, as well as the fence surrounding the containment tank. And what the Knox box is, I'm sure you're well aware, has a key that only the fire company can access that will allow them to open up the locked gate in the event of an emergency. The fence surrounding the storage container will be a standard barbed wire fence, chain link barbed wire fence with a chain lock on it. With a Knox box right there, it'll have signs on there as the Planning and Zoning Commission required, notifying people in the event of a leak who to call, what to do, and the drivers all are trained, the drivers for Colony Pool are all trained to act in the event of a leak. And as Mr. Lank said, it'll only be for seasonal use April 15th through October 15th, and will only be accessed during regular business hours. And I believe that's it. I'd be happy to answer any questions anybody may have.
Any questions from council?
Well, let me. There is that new development being built adjacent, and you're only 30 some feet from it. Is there a picture of what the tank looks like?
I can provide one.
Do you have something like that? I'm just curious. If there may be a reason maybe to do some landscaping buffering or something just to, because this is a residential area. Or here he just that passed me one, right? I think. Unless, oh, you got it. Okay. You got it.
I have a color picture.
All right, I like color.
And I think there is also a much larger water tank. Mr. Lang, if I pass this to you.
Right.
There's a much larger water tank on the property anyway.
There you go.
This is a tank that's located at Colony Pool's property up in Wilmington.
Okay.
It'll look exactly like this, or substantially similar to it, I shouldn't
Would
say.
Would you have any opposition to maybe, because that isn't, I mean, it's an all MR district, and you're actually putting things in here that aren't, you know, say compatible with residential type uses. Is there any opposition to maybe doing some landscaping? Your client think he could do some?
I could ask.
Client around. Is there any plant a few trees, make it look pretty?
Well, you could. I mean, they've got pretty tall trees. But...
Well, I mean, they'll grow. Trees do grow. But that community next door is I'm sure is not going to be priced, you know, to the market, which is pretty high down there. So.
Right. And I don't know what's surrounding Sussex Shores property. Obviously, I had to get their permission to do it. There may be trees outside the perimeter. I just don't know the answer to that. I think that's a good question.
And maybe we could ask during the site plan approval process that the Planning and Zoning Commission, you can come down if you want, but maybe Mr. Lank's commission, after you leave here, you don't have to show us now or anything, but maybe they could require a, some buffering of some plantings or something like that. Because this has just gone in this
community. Sometimes they can weave that.
Well, whatever, yeah, or even do something like that. So in other words, as long as the Planning and Zoning Commission is comfortable with it, maybe we could add something that would say there'd be some kind of a...
If the council is so moved with a condition, it would be that the applicant submit us like a landscaping plan with their site plan, and that usually takes care of it.
I'd like to do that.
Something like that. You want to say it louder so the rest of them, we can hear that, Lawrence?
I'd say if the council so chooses to make it a condition, then the condition would be that a landscape plan be provided with the site plan for review purposes.
Okay. Anybody got any problem with that? I don't know if you've been down there lately, but they've cleared out a whole area and homes have already started to be built.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, it's important.
And you're talking about on the north side or to the west?
Well, buffering you between you and that north side. North side is the predominant area. So
I'm actually very familiar with it because I go past there all the time, and I believe there's already a line of trees there now.
Well, they may be on the other property or something, but it just
submit
something. They'll figure it out at his level. Okay. We don't have to get into details today with it, but just provide something. Go down there, look at it, have your men look at it, and see what you can come up with.
That won't be on.
For the record, could you give us your name and address, please?
I'm sorry. Tim Kelly. Home address is 5 Palomino Court, Wilmington, Delaware, 19803.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Any other questions from council? If not, is there anyone else that would like to speak in favor of this application today? Anyone else that would like to speak in favor? Seeing none, is there anyone that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition?
Last question. How long do you think it'll be for construction?
Well, the tank's already there.
Tank's already there?
Yeah. It's just been sitting there for a year and a half until we went through this process.
Okay.
Not in use, no.
Oh, okay.
It's just sitting there full of water, so.
Okay, so it is there. Okay.
Yeah, but we have, it's a matter of putting the fence up and doing whatever else is required.
The colony pool came before the commission months ago and asked for them to just amend their site plan to be allowed the chlorine tank. And when we realized it wasn't just for the use of Sussex Shores Water Company, we felt it only appropriate that it go through the public hearing process because it's serving others.
Okay.
Pretty standard, pretty much.
Okay.
Hey, Mr. President, at this point, the public hearing is closed. And upon the pleasure of the council, the public record could be closed too.
Public hearing will be closed, and we'll entertain a motion to close the public record.
So moved.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second. Mr. Phillips, any questions? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
To close the public hearing, yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried.
And if Mr. Lank could give us some wording and maybe put another letter down there, like HI or something, or amend one of them, the existing ones about.
We don't have one that's included that references landscaping, so mm-hmm. If your consideration is to adopt the 8 conditions that already are recommended by the commission, and then adding I, condition I would be a landscaping plan shall be provided with the site plan for review and approval by the commission.
Okay, want to vote on that?
Mr. Lank, maybe be made shorter in H? Put the final site plan, comma, with a landscape plan, comma, shall be subject to review and approval.
Fine.
That work?
That may be even better yet.
Okay. So you want to read how we're going to do that?
Okay, and there would need to be a motion to amend H as follows. The final site plan, and then insert, with a landscape plan, comma, then back to the original, shall be subject to review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
A motion and second to amend condition H as read into the record by the attorney. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Now, Mr. Moore, if you will read the short title.
Yes, Mr. President, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an MR medium density residential district for a public utility above ground storage tank to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 2.19 acres more or less, with conditions as those conditions were just amended by council.
I'll make a motion we adopt the ordinance with the amended conditions.
Have a motion and a second. Any question on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
I vote for this, and I cite my reasons, the exact same reasons as Planning and Zoning A, with the amended conditions.
Cole.
I'll vote yes. It complements the current conditional use, and I see no problems with it being on site. Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
I vote yes. It's an appropriate use with the conditions.
Mr. Wilson.
I vote yes. Concurrent with P&Z.
I also agree with the findings of P&Z and the conditions as we've amended them, and I think it makes sense for the area. Obviously, I'll vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
The next application is conditional use 1925 Piedmont Leasing. Mr. Lang?
Yes, thank you. This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for an office and trucking storage to be located on a certain parcel of land being in Gumber 100, Sussex County, containing 10.54 acres more or less, lying at the northeast corner of Bethel Road, also known as Road 54 and Road 414, and Park Road being Road 415. The Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on this application on March 8th of 2012. We did receive comments from the Department of Transportation, Sussex Conservation District, County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. They are a part of the record presented to council. Provided the commission with a history of this site, which I'll summarize for you. In 1984, the site was approved for a livestock market, and it was stipulated that all livestock pens be a minimum of 100 feet from all boundary lines. Excuse me. In 1999, the site was approved for a stockyard and slaughterhouse and processing of livestock, and it was stipulated all construction relating to the slaughterhouse operation shall be within the existing building, that no truck traffic shall utilize Road 415A, that the maximum number of animals processed in the slaughterhouse shall not exceed 26,000 per year, and that there shall be no Sunday business hours.
26,000 a year?
Yep.
Are we talking about Chicago?
That's a lot of cows.
Good gracious.
At the public hearing on the 8th of March, Howard Hudson, attorney with Howler & Hudson Professional Association, was present with Don Hayes, operations manager with Piedmont Leasing, and gave testimony. Sam Villari of S&J Villari Livestock, the seller of the property, was present and spoke in support of the operation, and did add that when the livestock company was active, there were as many as 30 to 40 trucks per day handling livestock. There was Michael Flamagioletto, I'm sure I pronounced that wrong, but I'll give it the best.
That's close.
And he spoke in opposition and stated his concerns about the maintenance of forklifts and the containment of oils and other fluids so that residential wells in the area are not impacted, traffic patterns and the maintenance of local roads if impacted by the heavy truck traffic, security procedures, and the safety of children in the area. Mr. Hudson and Mr. Hayes responded that they work with a licensed waste handling service for the disposal of all oils and fluids and the maintenance of the forklifts, that they perform primarily preventative maintenance on the forklifts, that the majority of the truck traffic will utilize Bethel Road, that minimal traffic will utilize Road 415A to serve two existing poultry farms located on Road 415A. And at the conclusion of the public hearing, the commission did defer action for further consideration to allow the other commission members to participate in the discussion if they so choose to participate, since there were only three members present. On March 22nd, the commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Ross stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use number 1925 for Piedmont Leasing for an office and trucking storage based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the site has historically been used for agribusiness operations with two prior conditional use approvals. In 1984, it was approved for a livestock market, and then in 1999, it was approved for a stockyard and livestock a slaughterhouse for a maximum number of animals not to exceed 26,000 per year. There was testimony during the public hearing that under these prior uses, there were as many as 30 to 40 trucks per day handling the livestock. Two, the proposed use is important to agriculture and poultry operations in Sussex County. The applicant will have approximately 450 employees, including 18 crews and three members of management. Those employees work throughout Sussex County during chicken catching operations for Purdue Farms, and they are not generally working at the site. There will be approximately 10 low boy trailers parked on the site for hauling forklifts and hauling forklifts, and 30 forklifts will be stored within the existing buildings when not in use in poultry operations. There will not be a great deal of truck or vehicle traffic to and from the site associated with this use. This use will be much less intensive with less heavy truck traffic than the prior approved uses for the site. Three, the applicant has stated that no large vehicle repairs or other mechanical work will occur on site, only regular and routine maintenance. Four, this use is appropriate for this site as redevelopment of the previously approved agribusiness operations, and the use is consistent with the underlying AR1 agriculture residential zoning of the property. Five, the applicant has stated by approval of this conditional use, the prior conditional uses for a livestock market and slaughterhouse will terminate. Six, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be limited to a trucking storage operation and an office as stated by the applicant. B, all security lighting shall be downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. C, the hours of operation shall be from noon to midnight, Monday through Saturday. D, no livestock shall be kept on the land at any time. E, there shall be no manure handling or storage on site. F, there shall only be light mechanical work allowed on the site, and it shall occur within the existing building for the applicant's equipment and vehicles only. G, there shall not be any outside storage of permanently inoperable, junked, or abandoned vehicles or equipment. H, used oil and greases shall be disposed of off-site via an approved environmentally safe method. I, there shall be no more than two tractors, four vans, and 35 forklifts, and 12 lowboy trailers on the site at any one time. K, the areas set aside for vehicles, equipment, and employee parking shall be clearly delineated on the final site plan on the site itself. There shall be parking for at least three employees. K, forested buffer of at least 10 feet wide shall be provided along the perimeter of the use, except for the boundaries along county roadways. The location of this forested buffer and a landscape plan shall be included as part of the final site plan. L, any dumpsters on the site shall be screened from view from neighboring properties or roadways. M, upon approval of this conditional use by Sussex County Council, all prior conditional uses for this property shall automatically terminate. And then the final site plan for this use shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion by Mr. Ross, seconded by Mr. Smith, and carried unanimously to forward this application to Council, with the recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated, and that motion carried 5-0. Passed down four copies of the site plan. When I started the public hearing process, I passed down 10, but I only got four back. I don't know what the commissioners are doing with my other six site plans.
Now, we're not talking about the whole site, are we? The whole parcel?
Their application includes the whole parcel.
The application includes the whole parcel? Do they?
0.54 acres.
Okay, but they're not asking to build any buildings out there at this time or something? It's just
they're only asking to utilize this area in general that they're showing on the site.
So any use of these areas behind these, this subdivision, whatever it was called, they'd have to come back for?
They would have to come back either to amend their site plan or to come back for council with another conditional use.
All right, I'll just ask him if they got any intention to do anything. Okay.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Okay. Any other questions from council? Seeing none, is the applicant or representative, Mr. Hudson, would you like to come forward, please?
Good afternoon. Howard Hudson from Haller & Hudson. I'm representing Piedmont Leasing. As Mr. Lanks already stated, they are a chicken-catching business. They have 18 crews and 3 members of management. They work right now for Purdue Farm. I think they do a little something for Mount Air. The crews themselves don't use this location. The crew chiefs take their vans and they meet somewhere else. This would mainly be for the storage and the light maintenance of the forklifts and the low boys. If there's major work, they take it to Eastern Shore Poultry for the vans and the forklifts. They keep 2 spare vans there in case one of the crew chief's vans breaks down. They will have a fax machine to relay messages and update the managers, and they use the office space for storage of gloves, masks, paperwork, and that sort of thing that the crew chiefs pick up. The only thing that we noticed when we were reviewing the proposals of the Planning and Zoning Commission is when we were talking to them, there was concern about, you know, because everybody thinks chicken catchers catch in the middle of the night, there was worry about people working there in the middle of the night and disturbing people, which is why we got the limitation to midnight. What we were hoping is that they hoped that the mechanics could come and work a regular day and simply wouldn't have the tractor trailers or the trucks picking up the low boys after midnight. For the noon to midnight, it would mean that the mechanics couldn't come in and start working until noon, or at least that's what we'd be afraid of. But everything else, there's really no problem with us doing, except we sort of wanted to stretch the day out a little bit more. I have with me Don Hayes, who's the operations manager from Piedmont Leasing. He's from North Carolina. He has with him Richard Durham, who's a regional manager here, and I think Sam Valari from Valari Livestock's here also.
Okay, did you want any of them to testify or make any statements?
I think Don, come up and we'll. This is Don, and he just wants to meet you all.
Don Hayes, operations manager for Piedmont Leasing in Unicon. 1817 Robbins Meadows Road, Waxhaw, North Carolina. And exactly what Mr. Hudson said is just we would like to open up the hours of operation so our mechanic or mechanics could get there around 8 in the morning versus the mid-noon. When we initially made that statement, it was the understanding we were talking about the trucking operation when they were going to be in and out of the property versus our mechanics showing up to actually do some preventative maintenance work. So.
Okay. Is there, do you have anyone else that you would like to speak?
No, I think there's someone here to speak in favor of it.
Okay. Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone that would like to speak in favor?
No, I just thought of a question. The question I was asking Lawrence, the parcel, part of the parcel goes in behind this, those other homes, the vacant area. There's no intention at this time to use that for anything. Trucks aren't going to be riding around out there.
No,
okay.
No, sir, at all.
That could be a... Okay, so everything's going to be limited to the area that's got the construction, got the building.
Yes.
That warehouse is perfect for what we need. Actually, it's more than we need.
Right.
So we don't intend on doing anything else.
They already have the trash container enclosed. And,
okay.
And they have... Who was the oil people you used?
I'd have to ask Mr. Valeria, the oil people, but we have that covered.
Everything's covered. I was just, you know, the concern would be is if you were going to use the whole area, and it sounds like you're just using
those plans to do that
part.
Now.
Okay, right. Okay.
I had asked if there was anyone that wanted to speak in favor. Mr. Valeri, would you like to come forward, please?
May as well. You've been sitting out there all this time. We'd like to hear from you.
Thank you. Anytime we can bring a vibrant business into the county, I think it's good, and I think business promotes business. As far as trucks loading out through the night, in our heyday, when we were moving a lot of hogs through the stockyard, we had trucks loading all day, all hours of days and nights. So I don't think it's a stretch to give them a little more hours. I do want to thank everyone in Sussex County. We've been here for 28 years, and we had a nice business. It was a pleasure working with everyone here. Thank you.
Sam, for thank your you. Benefit of record, could you state your full name, please?
Yes. My name is Sam Valeri. I'm going to address the one. Three. That's it. Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Lang.
Was it your dad that bought pigs, or did you buy pigs?
Mm-hmm.
I thought you wasn't that old when I hauled hogs down there. Like you got younger, I was thinking.
Is there anyone that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none at this point, Mr. President, we can close the record on this. I know that there was, or excuse me, the public hearing is over and the council could close the record. There was some discussion about the hours. If they did want to change that, we would need to make have a motion to amend that.
We'll close the public hearing, and with a motion of council, we'll close public comment.
Could I make a motion that on C, the hours of operation shall be from 7 a.m. till midnight, Monday through Saturday?
You can. Maybe it's better after the
after
public...
close public comment.
I thought
there was a motion for that.
I'll make that motion then.
Motion, Mr. Phillips, second.
Second.
Mr. Wilson, to close public comment. Any questions? Take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Well, yes, motion carried. Mr. Phillips has a motion.
I'll move that we make on C, the hours of operation shall be from 7 a.m. till midnight, Monday through Saturday.
Okay.
It's hard to believe those mechanics.
Mr. Moore, if you want to read that back to us as it's amended.
Has there been a second?
Yeah, I'll second.
Okay.
Mr. Wilson.
Okay, if you'd like me to read that back, the hours of operation shall be from 7 a.m. to midnight, Monday through Saturday.
I have a motion and a second to amend 6C. Any questions? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Mr. Moore, if you'd read a shortheading, please.
Yes. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an office and trucking storage to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Gumbra 100, Sussex County, containing 10.54 acres, more or less, as and with conditions as enumerated A through N as amended by council.
Entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver, second.
Second.
Mr. Phillips, to approve conditional use 1925 with the conditions as amended. Any questions? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes, I vote yes for the reasons and with the amended conditions.
Cole.
Yes, for the same reasons.
Mr. Phillips.
I vote yes. It's an appropriate use for the area and the industry of the county.
Mr. Wilson.
I vote yes on the same reasons.
Based on the recommendations of planning and zoning and the conditions that they placed on the project, I also agree with that, and I vote yes. Motion carried. Entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Motion and a second to adjourn. Any questions? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson? I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.